Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at Honda of Russellville. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly. Keep taking chances, living large.
Hit it hard. Sorry, John. Roger wasn't here to do his hit it hard.
We can't imitate that.
Yeah, I can't imitate it. I'm not good enough to do it. But thanks for joining us, John. What you got going on? I heard you may be doing something this morning. Are you able to divulge those details?
Yeah, I'm doing a Dunkin' Donuts commercial this morning. So
nice. That's big. Fantastic.
Kicked it back to 9:30 because of the rain. Mm. But it should be fun.
Where are they shooting the Dunkin' Donuts commercial? What location?
Oh, we're here in Old Hickory Country Club in Nashville, just north of Nashville.
Cool. Yeah, that's a big get.
So here is the greatest Dunkin' Donuts flavor, toasted coconut. Oh, my goodness. That donut is otherworldly.
Huh.
Put a good word in for it, JD. Toasted coconut. Make sure they get you a couple. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm more of the chocolate guy. I love their hot chocolate, the chocolate donuts.
Yeah, they have a Dunkin' on every corner in Boston.
There's a lot of Dunkins in the East.
So
a lot of Dunkin'.
So, John, Arkansas softball has made their first College World Series. I'm sure, as an alum of Arkansas, you are pretty happy about that.
Oh, I'm so happy! I'm happy with the ladies' golf team. I didn't see what they shot yesterday, but I know they were up there. And our men's golf team is fixing to go to nationals in La Costa. In Carlsbad, California, and I'm not happy with our baseball team not getting a regional at home. That mind boggles me. I know we're going to Lawrence. I guess we got Missouri State. We're playing them in the first round, but I really thought we'd be hosting a regional, wouldn't y'all?
Yeah. No, it seemed like the qualifiers.
It makes no sense.
Well, Phil Elson even said that last week. Justin was talking to him, and he said, if we win a game, if we beat Texas, do we get the host? And Phil said, no, I don't know one will do it, but he said two probably will do it. So then they win two games, and they don't get it anyway, which is kind of goofy. Yeah. But listen, they're going to go into Lawrence, Kansas, JD, and they're going to tear those Jayhawks up, and they're going to win this one.
Let's hope so. Our pitching, won 13 out of, 18 games? 15, 14 out of 18 games, something like that. The hell of a run at the end of the season for us. But, I hope we do. I really do.
Yeah, I was going to say, is like we beat number 23 Tennessee, number 5 Texas, number 6 Auburn, and then we get handled by Georgia. But you can say is like maybe those teams didn't – or some of those teams didn't want to win. Some Tennessee probably
We
did.
Still beat them.
You won the games. Yeah. Won the games. It is what
and
it is.
Georgia, good grief. Those guys are like
Georgia's really good.
They're like playing a beer league softball team, man.
They mash.
These guys, just a bunch of mashers. God. They're crazy.
They said
their hitting's incredible.
Yeah.
I keep waiting for somebody at a Georgia game to hold up that sign I saw when there was a young blonde-headed kid from Arkansas at Crooked Stick tearing up the PGA back in the 90s. And the guy just held up a sign. Do you remember what it said, John? Boom. That's what it said. I thought that's the greatest sign I've ever seen in sports. Boom. So,
The committee said, John, the chairman of the committee said they relied heavily on strength of schedule this year, even though Arkansas has double the amount of quad one wins as Mississippi State and Arkansas were the two, apparently, that were vying for that last hosting spot for SEC
teams. All that this is about is all the SEC teams dominate in baseball, and we can't let them all host, so we got to throw a bone to some chuckleheads from the Big 12 so Kansas gets it and Arkansas doesn't. Arkansas is twice as good as these guys, and they're going to prove that.
I think so. I really do.
John.
I mean, look at we're the second winningest record over Van Horn, what, the last I don't know how many years. I mean, we were the top pretty much 15 in the country all year long. We just get no respect.
And then, John, softball, first Women's College World Series. They're going to play Nebraska, who's got an outstanding pitcher, as it's been highlighted throughout the morning. But Oklahoma not going. It seems like a great opportunity for the softball team to not only get there, but maybe even make some noise in their first ever Women's College World Series appearance.
Coach has done such a great job. I texted her. She was so happy. I mean, ever since she's been there, we've had a great team, and it's great for her to finally get to go, and I think we are going to make a run at it. I know Nebraska's good, but hey, so are we. And I think you're right. I think we can get to Oklahoma City. I think that's where the finals is. I think we can win it all. Tell you the truth, I really do.
Yes, sir.
John, I'm sure the guys have asked you this before, but not since I've been on the show, because I've only been here for like 3 months now. What was your favorite major, and what was your least favorite major?
My favorite ones was always playing the British Open, you know. That was, I thought, was the hardest of them all because the weather. My least favorite was the U.S. Opens. I never really enjoyed the U.S. Open. I think the courses were too tricked up, and I think they still are.
So what does the hard? Did the hardness of the course make the British Open your favorite?
No, I think just you got to have somewhat of a hell of an imagination to play a British Open golf course. You could go out, it could be a perfect day, and a lot of those British Open courses, you can eat them up when the wind doesn't blow. But when the wind blows, it changes everything. And you've got to have one hell of an imagination. I mean, I've putted from 50, 60 yards before.
Wow.
I mean, you know, and I've hit, you know, six irons from 135 yards because the wind's blowing so hard.
You know, what you did in rallying yourself with when Costantino Rocca made that putt. He wouldn't make that putt one time out of 100 if he had it. Then he made it to get into a playoff with you. I'm like, oh, no, that guy's got all the momentum. You just kind of set your jaw, and you had this determined look on your face as the cameras came in. He's like, I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to take care of business on this boy. And you wore him out in that playoff. That was awesome.
Yeah, I think he never got his emotions back, you know, after, because he signed his card and we went straight to that first hole. He didn't really have a chance to soak that putt all in, you know what I mean? It's like he was still getting over getting in the playoff, and I think that helped me win that playoff. And he three putts one. I make a bomb on two, and then, you know, the bunker on 17, I knew I had it. But, yeah, that was something else.
That was a great playoff because it was two men of the people. That dude was a factory worker in Italy. And, you know, you grew up down here in Arkansas. You know, you didn't have the silver spoon and the country club and all that. But that's two dudes that just scratched and clawed their way to the top of the heap in golf, man. That was inspiring to me as I was watching this in a factory town of Flint, Michigan. Loved it, JD.
It was something else, man. It's the blue collar, two blue collar boys. That's
yes,
for sure,
sir.
Going at it.
When you say the U.S. Open courses are tricked up, what exactly does that mean?
Well, like that hole at the Olympic Club in San Francisco. You'd be a foot from the hole, and it would roll 50 yards down the hill because nobody could stop the ball. They're always doing stuff like that in the Open. Explain to him about that swipe you took over at in Carolina at Pinehurst when the ball started rolling back.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I hit an L wedge from about 90 yards, hit it about 20 feet short of the hole, and it goes off the back of the green. I mean, that's an L wedge. Okay, that ball's not supposed to do that. Sir. But,
oh, man.
Yeah, I swiped it after the third time. I swiped it about, you know, I'm playing with Tom Kite, and he said, you know what, JD, I probably would have done the same damn thing.
But John, you're not the only one who has made this remark. I think there's mm-hmm. several players at this point who have come out and said that, you know, it's gotten to the point where it's a little ridiculous. It's one thing to be challenging. It's another thing to like you said, trick them out
right.
and try to go over the top in making it difficult on the players.
It happens. It's always one hole, and it always happens to one player, Phil Mickelson, that one year where mm-hmm. he dropped back on the green. He knew the rules. He took an unplayable and dropped back on the green and had that same thought because he didn't want to chip it. You know, it's just crazy. I think golf, you got to have the skill. You got to have some luck, but you don't really it doesn't have to be unfair. And I think a lot of the times USGA sets up great golf courses that are great golf courses for a reason, but they don't have to trick it out and put pins in spots that, I'll never forget Kevin Stather had the U.S. Open playing great. Shinnecock, par three, hits it about a foot. Time he walked up there, he had a 67-yard chip or something.
That's insane.
It's just crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
You know you're in trouble when you tune in to watch the tournament and the greens look gray. I'm like, these things haven't had any water for a few weeks, have they?
No. I feel bad for the members trying to get their golf course and the superintendent, their course back in shape for the members.
Yeah, if the pros are struggling on those greens, the average member has no chance. None.
No.
Well, Daly, thanks for joining us. Thanks to Honda of Russellville for bringing you to us. And get back to that Dunkin' commercial and knock it out. Can't wait to see it.
All right, man. Go Hogs. Love you
Go
guys.
Go Hogs, JD.
Go Hogs.
Thanks, John.